Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
In the new Taylor Swift documentary, Miss Americana, which lands on Netflix on January 31st, a lot of ground is covered.
Yeah.
For everything from politics to how she looks. And apparently, you know, the people who would go on these talk shows and say, she's too skinny, she's too this. It got to her, and it hurt, and she actually developed an eating disorder, and for the first time, is talking about it.
I think this is going to be an interesting documentary because so many times you see an artist and what they call a documentary turns into a concert film. And this one, I hope, doesn't turn into that. It seems like she's really trying to tackle some stuff, talk about the struggles that she's been having as of late with a lot of label executives and everything. So it should be a really interesting watch.
Yeah, and apparently it's very gritty and it really gets... Like
yeah,
you said.
Definitely not the fluffier side of Taylor Swift.
Exactly. The Bachelorette contestant Tyler G has passed away at the age of 29.
Now, this is very sad because he was on last season with Hannah B, and he was one of the guys. He went on a date with her, and then later in the episode, she said, okay, well, he had to go home, and they really didn't say anything else about it. Well, we're all speculating right now whether it was drug-related or whatnot, but that's, in fact, what he died from was a drug overdose.
Yeah, and he was on a one-on-one with Hannah
Yeah,
B,
and that went went well.
Yeah.
And just the next morning, she's journaling, and then they did the voiceover, and she said, yeah, you know, Tyler isn't with us anymore. And obviously, it sounds weird to hear now.
Yes.
But, you know, and all the guys were just, oh. And they just moved
on. I guess
he
left. I guess he was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, now hindsight is 20/20.
I wonder if the producers sometime next week will probably make a comment on what actually happened during that episode. Who knows?
The internet is in an uproar over carpool karaoke.
The internet gets so butthurt over... over things.
I love that word so much.
It's ridiculous because there's no other way because this is completely asinine.
Right.
So somebody posts a video of James Corden's carpool karaoke behind the scenes and it's literally his Range Rover on a dolly that's being pulled by a car so they can film it.
Safely.
Shocker.
So they can film it safely.
James isn't driving when they do this bit. When he and an A-list celebrity get in the car to sing and listen to the radio. They're not driving, people.
Is that like distracted driving at its like worst if they were to be filming and driving?
I've seen in the comments many times before during his videos, why is he not getting pulled over? Because he's on a dolly car. It's Hollywood.
96.5 TIC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.